Welcome to the Deep Dive. If you've ever wanted the full insight of complex source material without spending hours on the research, well, you are definitely in the right place. We are your shortcut to being well-informed. Today, we're taking a really focused look, almost like a surgical approach, to a specific piece of information. It's an online description of a professional service. Our source spotlights astrologer Akshay Khanna, Vedic Solutions in Toronto. Okay, so let's unpack this a bit. Our mission here is to move past just the surface level and really extract the entire marketing footprint. We want to know the full range of services and basically every explicit claim made by this individual, specifically in Toronto.
Yeah, and what's fascinating, I think, is that this source isn't just, you know, listing a service. It's really building an identity right from the get-go. It outlines this specialized approach, Vedic Solutions, and then it couples it with frankly, staggering promise, addressing a really broad range of life challenges. It gives a very complete, authoritative picture immediately.
That authority, that's the first thing that jumps out, isn't it? We absolutely have to start with those headline claims because they use the strongest possible language. I mean, the source immediately proclaims astrologer Akshay Khanna as the best astrologer in Toronto. That's a massive claim to lead with, right?
It is. And they double down on it. They also claim the title Toronto's most accurate astrologers.
Yeah.
So if we connect this to the bigger picture, the self-positioning is, well, it's clearly authoritative, very strategic. They're combining that high-impact word best with the promise of reliability, most accurate. And then they anchor it all with this specific methodology. Trusted Vedic solutions for all life problems. That whole structure suggests an intent maybe to capture the entire market by promising both quality and this comprehensive scope.
That's a great insight, that coupling of the big claim with a specific method. But why the emphasis on Vedic solutions? For a lot of listeners, that might just sound like jargon. What does that specifically imply, you know, compared to just a generic astrology reading?
That's a really crucial distinction. When the source says Vedic, it's referencing Jyotisha. That's the traditional system of Hindu or Indian astrology. It's often based on ancient texts, different calculations, fundamentally different from, say, Western sun sign approaches. So by branding the services as Vedic solutions, the claim is they're offering something deeply traditional, ancient, and therefore perhaps more systematic. Or authentic. It's not just a generalized modern take on psychic readings. It immediately signals depth.
Okay, that makes sense. And to lend weight to these bold titles, best, most accurate, ancient methodology, the source explicitly mentions the astrologer has years of experience. It feels designed to establish that immediate credibility to sort of justify the ambition of those claims.
It really is. That claim of extensive experience is vital here. It's the necessary bridge, you could say, between claiming to be the best in a major city like Toronto and the complex, high-stakes nature of the solutions they claim to deliver across those critical areas of life. It's almost like the rhetorical justification for the price of admission, if you follow me.
Yeah, I do. And that brings us right to the core of it, the functional part of the source. This is where it gets really interesting. Once that authority is set up, what exactly is the mechanism? You know, how do they deliver? What are the specific services under this Vedic Solutions umbrella? And what specific problems do they claim to solve? This is really the key knowledge nugget for you, the listener.
Well, the source is quite smart here. It details three distinct types of services. And when you look at them together, it seems less like a single consultation and more like a staged professional service model, almost like a process. Diagnosis, then intervention, then support. Okay, let's break that claim process down. The first listed service uses incredibly powerful wording, strong life remedies.
That implies active intervention, right? Not just prediction.
Absolutely. The word remedies itself suggests immediate, impactful action, or maybe a powerful resolution to an existing problem. This isn't framed as a passive reading where you just get information. The claim is for something dynamic, a resolution that changes the course of the user's life problem. Okay, strong stuff. Then the second service sounds more foundational, maybe that diagnostic step you mentioned. Individualized horoscope analyses, precisely. This points to the customization phase. In this context, it means the remedies aren't supposed to be generic. They're based on a personalized, likely complex assessment of the individual's chart, tailoring the solution to their specific cosmic situation, as it were. It validates that high-level Vedic claim.
Right. And the third offering seems focused on longer-term guidance. Application, maybe? It's categorized as professional spiritual counseling. So you see the full claim spectrum is covered there.
Yeah.
Analysis, which is like the diagnosis, remedy, the intervention, and then counseling for sustained application and support.
It really gives the impression of a comprehensive start-to-finish resource for problem-solving. It feels much more structured than just simple service listing.
Okay, now the critical question. What problems is this sophisticated claim structure actually applied to?
The source lists four primary life problems the astrologer assists in resolving. And this list is crucial, I think, for understanding just how broad their target audience is meant to be.
The list is deliberately comprehensive, isn't it? It hits the major pillars of human, well, existential stress. They start with the relational side, those high-stakes areas of marriage and love.
Yeah, those are immediate, personal, often very emotionally urgent problems for people.
Right.
But then they immediately pivot to the professional and material pressures, career.
Yeah.
That's a whole distinct sphere of influence from romance, isn't it? Definitely. And finally, they address maybe the most fundamental concern of all physical well-being, health. And this is where the positioning moves from just broad to, I'd say, genuinely ambitious. The ability to claim resolution across such diverse and critical facets of life, finding love, fixing career stagnation, improving physical health, it suggests the Vedic solutions offer are claimed to be truly holistic in the most comprehensive sense of that word.
It does raise an important question, though. I mean, is it unusual to see one professional claiming expertise in potentially severe health issues and highly specific career path advice all under one banner? That seems like an enormously broad claim for any single service provider, even one based on an ancient system like Vedic astrology.
It certainly signals an intent to be the singular one-stop resource for these profound human problems. The sheer breadth of the claim, marriage, career, love, health, it suggests that maybe the contemporary user, especially in a fast-paced market like Toronto, isn't just seeking advice anymore. Maybe they're seeking certainty, a comprehensive solution to high-stress, systemic life problems. The source is positioned to meet that need, like the silver bullet, perhaps.
It's positioned as universally applicable, addressing the most significant stressors that, define adult life for many. And by listing these specific areas, marriage, career, love, health, they've clearly defined the scope for the potential user. You can come for any of these four big things.
Exactly. The specificity, paradoxically, almost makes the claim feel more grounded, even while the scope remains absolutely enormous. They are saying, look, we handle these four fundamental categories. So for you listening, now that you're informed about the claims, the mechanism, the target issues, we have to cover the practical instructions.
Yeah.
How does someone actually engage with this comprehensive, claim-backed service?
Well, the marketing strategy extends right through to the call to action. It's very immediate, quite pressing, actually. It tells the user to make an appointment with Toronto's most accurate astrologer right now. There's no ambiguity there, no delay implied. It's urgent.
And for anyone who wants to follow up on the source material itself, the thoroughness of the contact points provided is quite notable. It really reinforces that professional market positioning. Yes, we should definitely cover all of them for you. The primary way to engage seems to be through the professional website. That's listed as astrologerakshikhanna.com. Okay. There's also direct contact email provided, suggesting another channel for maybe initial inquiries, masterakshikhanna2999@gmail.com. And critically, for that immediate, perhaps urgent engagement we talked about, the source gives a direct contact phone number, +1-647-229-2199.
The presence of multiple ways to get in touch, website, email, direct phone number, that feels like a key part of the overall strategy. It makes this authoritative sounding service seem really frictionless to access. They've had to lower the barrier to entry while keeping those high impact claims being the best.
Right. The full package is clear now, isn't it? You have this high-level, superlative positioning backed by a traditional systematic methodology, the Vedic approach, claiming to address the four pillars of human stress: marriage, career, love, health. Delivered through what looks like a staged service model, remedy, analysis, counseling, and then made immediately accessible via multiple contact points right there in the Toronto area. It's an extremely well-structured marketing snapshot when you break it down.
So what does this all mean for you? We've successfully completed our mission, I think. We've extracted a clear outline of a highly specific, experience-claimed, and really broadly focused service in Toronto, one promising strong life remedies across these core aspects of human existence. We understand the claims, the claimed mechanism of delivery, and the strategic positioning used in the source material.
Yeah, our deep dive was successful, I think, in moving beyond just listing the facts. We've analyzed the sophisticated marketing architecture behind the claims made in this source material, from the authoritative positioning right down to the detailed menu of services offered.
It really has been a fascinating look at the claims made by astrologer Akshay Khanna and the specific nature of the Vedic solutions they offer. to tackle life's biggest challenges in a major city like Toronto.
Indeed. And maybe a final thought to leave you with. Considering that comprehensive list of serious life issues mentioned in the source, marriage, career, love, and health, what does the sheer breadth of these claimed resolutions suggest about the level of, perhaps, holistic certainty? Or maybe those immediate, powerful solutions? What does it say about what the contemporary user, particularly in a competitive market like Toronto, is ultimately seeking when they turn to something called Vedic solutions? That's something for you to mull over as you encounter similar professional claims out there.